Matt Greenwood with you on KJF Sports Talk. Have some volleyball for you tonight right here on AM 1400 KJFF as the Festus Tigers taking on the DeSoto Dragons. That is at DeSoto High School. And, well, before the match this evening, we have Karen Beely, head coach of the Festus Tigers, joining us and just sort of preview the matchup there. Of course, for you, Coach Beely, and your squad, this will be the first time facing DeSoto. You're coming off your third win over Windsor, and you guys are now 10-1 on the year. So, obviously, things are going right for you guys so far this season. Kind of tell us what's been the key to success so far, or keys.
I think the key to the success has been the overall attitude of the entire team, because we have some injuries that we're having to deal with this year. And what's going to happen is that the people are going to have to step up on our team and produce.
And obviously, a DeSoto team is a district foe, also a conference foe for you guys. So, you know, there's things riding on this in terms of how things will get seeded once the district tournament begins, you know, here in about a month or so. But as you approach this matchup, DeSoto, a team that's kind of been playing around 500 this year, what do you see from them that could be challenging for you guys?
Oh, they always get up to play us, as does everyone else around here. And like I said, we won't be at full force, but we'll be there, and we'll give us our best shot that we have. And we've been working a lot of people in the lineups and trying to get things that we feel that we need to work on in order to play them.
Obviously, you're talking about injuries and sort of shuffling things around. Well, it seems like the team is doing a good job of handling those things. I don't know how deep it runs in terms of, you know, when that sort of thing has happened, but
it's pretty important. People that play on our team, but of course everyone's important, and so like they're just going to have to step up and play this game and many other games, and also play tournaments. So it's like everybody on the team has a role, and they're going to have to step up and do the job, because we're not going to be at full force.
Gotcha. As far as, you know, athletes on your side that you really need to kind of continue to step up, or those that have yet to do so that you would like to see, who are those for you as you sort of go to the end of this backstretch of your schedule?
We're actually counting on everyone. I'm telling you what, we have a JV tournament on the same day that we have a varsity tournament segment, and we're dividing our kids up, and we're going to put teams out there that are competitive. And like I said, the kids are just going to have to step up, because we have injuries that they're not going to play a lot of games, and we're just going to expect other people to step up.
All right, very well. This is a fun matchup for a lot of folks around here. As you said, a lot of teams, or just about every team, is gunning for you guys in Jefferson County. And as far as, you know, handling that sort of aspect, the fact that this is a rivalry, essentially, do you ever talk about that with your girls? Have you addressed that, or is it just pretty much focus on us?
We do about the same thing every time. We try to get ourselves, we worry about ourselves being prepared and doing what we need to do, and making sure that every practice, every play is the best that we can do it. And we've always had that philosophy, and hopefully it takes care of itself, that people do what they're supposed to be doing, and we're able to produce on every game, every play. So that's kind of our philosophy. But because of the injuries we have this year, we're expecting people to you know, even down to the freshmen that play on our team, they're going to have to step up and play.
All right, very well, Coach Beely. One last thing before we get you out of here. As far as DeSoto is concerned, when it comes to the type of team that you've seen from them, whether it's athleticism or great ability at the net, that sort of thing, what are some things that you've noticed that DeSoto's really good at?
I know that when we come over there to play, they're always ready to play. They're always ready to play, and they give us tough games. Last time we were over there, a couple years ago, they played us really tough, so we're expecting it to be a hard-fought game.
Again, that is Karen Beely, Festus Volleyball Tigers head coach, joining us on KJF Sports Talk.